mean, the emotion or the thought process is
okay. So how can guilt manifest in a way that is favorable for the practice of bhakti? That is very nicely seen in the sixth canto. Ajamil, after he is saved by the Yamadutas, saved from the Yamadutas by the Vishnudutas. So it's significant that when the Yamadutas, they give a list of Ajamil's sins. And then Ajamil himself lists his sins. And actually Ajamil's list is longer than the Yamadutas' list. Ajamil said that, oh, I left my father was old and my parents were old and I left them and they had to suffer because of that. There are several things which he says that the Yamadutas also don't talk about. That means he's very much aware of the wrongs that he has done. So it's not that in order to not feel bad because of guilt, we somehow deny whatever wrong we have done. It's not that we rationalize. But it's Ajamil fully accepts, he confronts and accepts the wrong that he has done. But his focus is on, somehow by Krishna's mercy, somehow by Lord Vishnu's mercy, he sent his Vishnudutas and saved me. Now I will determinedly practice bhakti. So that means what happens is, the right feeling of guilt is that first I am focused on Krishna and I want to connect with Krishna. And while connecting with Krishna, if I remember, oh, I had done so many wrong things and so fallen, I am actually not qualified to have this opportunity. But I have this opportunity. Let me treasure this opportunity. So the feeling of guilt, when it makes us appreciate the opportunity to practice bhakti in spite of our disqualifications, then the focus becomes more on treasuring bhakti. So we are aware of our sinfulness so that we recognize that how unqualified I am for bhakti. And yet Krishna has given me this opportunity. So let me take this opportunity. And let me never again lose this opportunity. Let me never do anything that will even create the danger of losing this opportunity. So in that sense, the guilt is... So guilt in the light of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means I am conscious of how much Krishna has been kind to me. How Krishna has given me something. And in that light, you know, how could I have done such a thing? How could I have done such a thing? It is so terrible. I'll never again do such a thing. So... without Krishna consciousness, you know, many psychologists talk about how guilt is psychologically damaging. That you have too much guilt, then you cannot do anything. And it is not only guilt that is psychologically damaging. Actually, there are so many material emotions that can be psychologically damaging. So what we need to have is we focus on Krishna first. And then awareness of our sinfulness and our disqualification for Krishna bhakti, and still Krishna's mercy in giving us bhakti, that is what the... is the primary characteristic of guilt as we see in Ajamil's pastime. So when guilt makes us aware of our sinfulness and our disqualifications, and therefore we recognize how merciful Krishna is to give me this opportunity, and we hold on to that opportunity, and that is guilt that is anukul to bhakti. Does that address the question? Or you have something more to add?
This is a related, this one quote,